Mark Spritzer has been a bird watcher for many years. Today he explores the effects that outdoor cats have had on mourning doves in his backyard.
When I was in fourth grade, a pair of mourning doves found an empty flower pot on my back porch and built a nest in it. Other doves have nested in the same pot off and on ever since. I like to watch the parents build the nest and sit on the eggs. Later, I watch them feed the newly hatched babies. The young birds, full of ruffled brown feathers, compete to get food from their parents. They grow quickly, and after another couple of weeks, they stretch their wings a few feet outside my kitchen window. They take turns walking to the edge of the flower pot, flapping their wings and teetering on the edge, and then settling down again with Mom. My parents and I sometimes try to predict when the babies will fledge. I usually get to see the babies in the yard for a week or more after they learn to fly, with one of the parents watching from a tree for the first few days. Of all the babies, my favorite was a bird I called Dumplin'. She was from the very first batch of doves raised on my porch, and she stayed in the yard all summer. After seeing her around so much, I learned to tell her apart from other doves. A few years later, she returned with a mate and raised her own babies in the flower pot where she was born. My dad and I have always fed the birds, but now I'm afraid I might have been doing them more harm than good. By attracting birds, I also attract cats and put the baby doves in danger. The first baby that I found dead was Dumplin's sibling, about a week after they had fledged. When I didn't see him with Dumplin', I looked around and found feathers under the trees where we hang the bird feeders. A cat had killed him. A few years ago, I actually saw it happen. I looked out the window and saw a cat attacking a mourning dove in my yard. I ran out and scared the cat away, but the bird was already badly injured. It was missing a lot of feathers, and I think it had a broken wing. There was nothing I could do for it, and it died later that day. My neighbors have outdoor cats that come into my yard to kill the birds that I attract. They feed their cats, but the cats kill birds anyway because of hunting instinct. Some people put bells on their cats' collars, but that doesn't stop cats from killing wildlife, according to the American Bird Conservancy. Unfortunately, the only good solution is for everyone to keep their cats indoors. I have two perfectly happy indoor cats, but unless my neighbors keep their cats inside, they will find their way into my yard. Nationwide, more people are starting to keep their cats indoors. But with 50 million cats killing 4 to 5 million birds in the U.S. every day, I know the situation won't improve very quickly. This year, my dad and I decided not to put food out while the doves were around. I wonder when I'll be able to feed the birds again, and not have to worry about baby doves getting killed.